It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Ed Valentine. Ed is the editor for BigBlueView.com as well as the regional editor for SBNation.com New York. Ed, how are you this evening? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine, Ed. You know, the rest of the nation has been talking about Manning versus Manning, wrapped up in it. But right here in Indianapolis, we're talking about what's wrong with our Indianapolis Colts after one bad performance last week. Ed, the Houston Texans ran all over the Colts and got all over Peyton Manning with that pass rush. If I'm not mistaken, that's pretty much what the Giants do. Run the ball well. I know they've struggled a little bit, but they certainly get after the quarterback, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But, you know, I have to say, you sound like Jets fans.
What?
I mean, that's not a good thing. You sound like Jets fans.
What do you mean,
ready to jump off the bridge after one game.
We're not used to seeing that, Ed. You're familiar with the Colts and their history. We're not familiar with that. Now that pass rush of the Giants, as Colts fans, we all were ecstatic 3 years ago in that Super Bowl when they just pounded Tom Brady into the ground. With an exception or two, Michael Strahan most notably, it's still the same cast of characters that gets after the quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, largely. And I'll tell you, you know, it was really encouraging last week, you know, from a Giants perspective, to see what we saw, which was lots of pressure on the quarterback, you know, mostly with four guys, you know, and, you know, solid run defense as well. You know, last year the Giants signed Chris Canty and Rocky Bernard as defensive tackles, and they had O.C. Umenyora and Justin Tuck and Matthias Kiwanuka, and everybody thought this would be a dominant defensive line, but they were hurt, they were beat up, you know, guys were playing injured, and it just didn't work out. And you know, last week we saw lots of pressure against the quarterback. You know, the run defense was solid. This was the way that we thought the defensive line would play a year ago. And hopefully, you know, hopefully it continues, you know, from a Giants perspective. Now, OC is apparently a game-time decision on Sunday because he does have a little bit of a knee. You know, so we'll have to see how that goes.
You mentioned something intriguing. I remember last year, well, that Super Bowl, listening to the Giants and their plan, and the key was, you said they get after it with four guys. I remember the key coming from that Giants coaching staff was the men up front have to win their one-on-one battles. And that's really what it's all about as far as this front four of the Giants goes, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's also interesting to see. I'll tell you the one thing that I'm interested to see on Sunday is we all know you know, how brilliant Peyton Manning is, not just as a talent, but in terms of, you know, orchestrating an offense. Now, the one thing that the Giants did last week, you know, with Perry Fuel as a new defensive coordinator, they run a tremendous number of different packages. They like to move guys in and out. Matthias Kiwanuka, for example, you will sometimes see Matthias Kiwanuka at defensive end. You will sometimes see four defensive ends lined up in passing situations. You will sometimes see Kiwanuka at linebacker in run situations and Chris Canty moved from defensive tackle to defensive end. You'll sometimes see, you know, four corners. Sometimes you'll see three safeties on the field. You see all kinds of packages. And my, you know, my question and everybody's question at this point is the Colts like to no huddle. They like to go quickly. How in the world are the Giants going to get, you know, all of their different personnel in and out of the game?
That's a great point. And even with the little bit of the delay with the umpire placing the ball and getting behind the running back, still it's not always easy for teams to substitute as freely as they like. And with you saying the different defensive packages the Giants use, that's going to set up for a pretty intriguing situation throughout the night, I think, Ed.
Oh, I think this is a very intriguing game because you have the situation where, you know, you were talking about what I've been hearing from Colts people all week is, man, our offensive line is terrible, you know, and, oh, my God, we can't defend the run. And, you know, guess what? Those are two things that play right into what the Giants like to do, you know, which is run the football and get after the passer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the flip side of that is, like I said, the whole chess match between, you know, Manning and the Giants defense It's just, it's a very, you know, forget Eli versus Peyton. This is a very intriguing football game for me.
Absolutely. And with Eli versus Peyton, of course, they don't play defense against each other. But Eli Manning, we saw him in 2006 in this game. Since then, he's gotten a Super Bowl championship, a Super Bowl MVP trophy. This is a little bit different Eli Manning than we saw 4 years ago, isn't it?
Well, it's funny because I wrote about that during the week.
And that's
the
where I got that, it. That's where I got it from, man.
Hey, there you go. I mean, there
I
you
do
go.
My homework, buddy.
Hey, good job.
Thank you.
But, you know, the way that I put it is, you know, when you go back to that game, Eli had a nice game, but the difference in that game in 2006 was two mistakes that Eli made. You know, and for me, you know, Eli is not Peyton. He's never going to be Peyton. I mean, when you talk about Peyton Manning, you know, you're arguably talking about, you know, possibly the best quarterback to ever play. You know, Eli's not ever going to be that. But Eli Manning on his own is a terrific quarterback. I saw, I think, in the Indianapolis Star the other day, you know, a comparison of the numbers between the two mm-hmm. in their first 6 years. You know, Eli's numbers aren't up to Peyton's, but they're pretty darn close. You know, he's a terrific quarterback in his own right. And the way I look at it, you know, this time it's a fair fight. This time, you know, this time it's not, you know, a kid who's still trying to figure out how to play in the league. You know, he's got his own MVP trophy. He's got his own Super Bowl. You know, he's coming off the best season of his career. And I don't know if you looked at his numbers from last Sunday. He was 20 out of 30 with 3 touchdowns and 3 picks. All 3 of those interceptions were balls that were dropped by his wide receivers and basically tipped into defensive backs' hands. The Giants dropped 6 balls on Sunday, so Eli could have easily gone 26 for 30.
No, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. We're speaking with Ed Valentine. Ed is the editor of BigBlueView.com and the regional editor of SBNation.com for New York. Ed, just a couple of quick questions, quick answers for you before we wrap this up. What's that new stadium like?
Oh, I love the new stadium. It's interesting because, you know, everybody says, oh, it's gray and it's dull. And it is a little bit just, you know, from the outside because, you know, two teams are sharing it. You know, but it's a beautiful place. I was lucky enough to get a tour in the spring. And it's just, it's an incredible place. It's got 4 great video boards and lots of luxury type accommodations. And, you know, it's beautiful, except it's kind of expensive and they're not filling it up.
Yeah, that's those personal seat licenses for the Giants and Jets is just an absolute killer, especially with this economy. Speaking of the Jets, you said folks were panicking and we saw them. Am I wrong in thinking that, you know, with all the hoopla over the HBO Hard Knocks and with Rex Ryan kind of putting themselves out there? Now, granted, the Jets may be in the conversation about some of the top teams in the AFC, but if they weren't making all that racket, I don't know if they'd be included with the Colts, the Ravens, and the Patriots right now. Or do you think they're that good?
Well, you know, my take on that is the Jets have talked their way into that conversation. They haven't played their way into it. You know, and the problem with that is, you know, Rex Ryan has now made them a huge target for everybody that they play, and he's made it harder on them, I think.
Ed, I often throw this out. I'm an East Coast guy, North Jersey, grew up a Yankee fan, a Giants fan for a while, and it's always intrigued me, and I always tell folks here, it's very rare to find a Yankee fan and a Jet fan or vice versa, a Mets fan and a Giants football fan. It's usually Yankees, Giants, Jets, Mets, correct?
Yes, it is. And you know, I do run across a few, you know, Yankees fans who are Jets fans and, you know, Giants fans who are Mets fans. And I always say, you know, what is wrong with you? What are you doing?
What happened to you? Exactly. Hey, Ed, it's been a pleasure. Before I let you go, you care to throw out what you think may happen, what you think will happen tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium between the Colts and the Giants?
Oh, I hate making predictions, but I will tell you this much. I think we might very well be in for a shootout. I think it's a 34-31 kind of game. I really do. Either way, you know. that's what I'm looking at is a game where I think a lot of points are going to get scored.
Ed, let's do this again before the Giants and Colts meet in the Super Bowl. What do you say?
Hey, you know, I could go for that.
Ed, I really appreciate your time, buddy. Enjoy the weekend, right. Okay?
Thanks.
All right, thank you. That's Ed Valentine, editor, BigBlueView.com, regional editor for SBNation.com.